Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here till 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, where we'll have the Saints Coaches Show with head coach Dennis Allen, Mike Haas. Bobby will join them, and their guest tonight will be Saints Special Teams Coordinator Darren Rizzi. I think he's also assistant head coach. Also, let's go to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Longshoreman's on the line. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
What's up, Bobby and Mike, my brothers? How y'all doing, man? Hey, look, hey, Mike.
Yo.
There's not much I can add about the game because Bobby took it all in those first two segments. But I do want to make a comment about the coaching staff, especially about Kubiak. But can I do this also first? I want to give a shout-out to all the seniors and my daughter at Mount Carmel tonight celebrating their ring mass ceremony. So I want to give all those girls a big shout-out.
Okay.
Well, I'm proud of you, Longshoreman. You're involved in your daughter's life. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm heading over there right now. I'm on Haines Boulevard heading over to Mount Carmel to go attend that. And sorry I can't join y'all tonight. But, Bobby, you took it all and you said it all. I couldn't say it no better myself. But I do want to say something about thank God we got Kubiak, because you see the difference in the flow of the offense already. That's all I can
say
about that.
No question about it, Longshoreman. The scheme, the setup. Bob, and this probably hasn't happened often in your pro career. I was going to say college and pro, but in pro career, where you set up a game plan, and it's like you couldn't have run it better than what the game plan said. That's what you saw yesterday offensively from the Saints.
No, it was truly at the highest level. And, like Coach Kubiak calling plays on the sideline, you look at the Saints, they racked up 379 yards. And now think about this. I guarantee you no other NFL team did this. I don't care. It's all the NFL. No other NFL team or very few teams to open the season to show you the consistency scored on their first nine possessions. Okay. Now think about this. Ain't done damn. We don't need a punter. We ain't punting. They scored on their first nine possessions. Now, I got to call out Hayball, because he averaged 36.5 yards per punt. That ain't getting it done. But how about Blake Groupie? I mean, Blake Groupie is so confident. Anytime you're in a game, you make two kicks over 50 yards. You ever seen Blake Groupie? If you've seen Blake Groupie on the street, you'd say, no way in hell that's an NFL player. He looks like a leprechaun. I mean, there ain't no way you would think that guy's leg. I don't know how you inherit that, his mom or dad, whatever. But Blake Groupie is like Steady Eddie, whatever. I mean, he is unbelievable.
Bobby,
and you know what? You know who's even better than Blake Groupie? The damn Cowgirls kicker.
Man.
Oh, God. I'm telling you. What's his name, Charlie?
Brandon Aubrey.
I'm telling you. That it could be, are you going to make the kick or miss it? I think Groupie will make it, or the Cowgirls kicker will make it at the end of the game if it would ever come down to that. Now, that's why I'm always concerned. I was looking at, Mike, you look how successful that, look at Aubrey. Okay, he kicked field goals of 57 yards, 50, 46, and 40 on the road against Cleveland.
Now, that was a penalty, but he clipped one from 66, I think.
Yeah.
That was a penalty on the play. Man, my thing would have been, it's the last. Man, go ahead and try it from 71. Go give it a shot. Because he cleared that one from 66, and Bobby cleared with a little space. Man, I'd have said, hey, Brandon, get out there, give it a shot. Now, you always scared somebody will run it back. Because we saw that Auburn, Alabama years ago when they ran it back. But, man, does that guy – hit a ball
but then,
right.
It's like one and 1A. I look at Blake Groupie to set the tone. He kicks a 57, 44, and 52 yards. I'll tell you what, that's it's like almost it has changed how they perfected your accuracy as far as being a kicker. It's like it's got to the point where you better never miss under 50 yards. And if it's over 50 yards, you have to make 9 out of 10. It's going to be like, okay, if we have a 60-yarder, maybe you flip the coin. No, Martin Anderson and I was talking about this, that it's amazing now. If you made a kick over 50 yards, it's like, oh, well, it's like a miracle. Not a miracle, but you're celebrating. But now you see that all the time.
It's almost routine.
And, Mike, you're going to have that come this Sunday against the Saints and Dallas. That both kickers are very studly.
Bob, I did a touchdown club in New Orleans deal with Blake Groupie, and he told me in practice he's kicked him 68 yards. And I'm like, what? He's like, cleared him 68 yards.
We had Tulane like, Stadium and a kicker we're trying to develop.
Charlie Smith.
Smith, the Irish guy, the international player. I mean, I think he can kick a 70-yarder. And, we will see, and I told Charlie this, that I said by 2030 you'll see a 70-yard field goal kicked. And, you know, we all embrace a long field goal. Why do we embrace that as Saints fans? Because of Tom Dempsey against the Detroit Lions. Oh, it was like 63 yards. You thought, but no, now, no, that has been magnified. Now that's going to be 70 yards. And you might even see, if they hit it right, a 70-yard kick that actually hits the net, you know, and it goes beyond the goalpost.
Bob, I think that in the punting area where this directional
it can't be a weak
punting,
link.
Man, those two things over the last 10 years have been perfected more than anything else in pro football. Now, in college, it's all matza. But you always get a good kicker, you get a bad one.
Yeah, but, Mike, they always have probably one or two guys that, that's a pro's pro. And how they work on their craft and how to be the best of the best. No, you're going to see the one kicker, I remember, and I always say this. I've talked to Martin Anderson about this. Sebastian Janikowski. Remember the big Polish guy from Florida State? And all of a sudden, Mike, in pregames, I remember we were playing the Raiders or something, and watch him in the pregame. He was making 70-yard field goals. Now, that was a quarter of a century ago, if I have my years right.
Yeah,
but right now, now you might have a handful of guys that have that capability.
Oh, no question. But he was a man. I mean,
he was big.
He was like 260 or 270-pound kicker.
Yeah,
and man, that ball was.
You could see the power.
But you look at Blake Groupie.
You look at Blake Groupie, even the Dallas kicker. No, they're not.
Okay, how big is Tucker with the Ravens?
No,
and he owns the record.
No, very accurate. And you know, when you think about Tucker as we go to the break, I never forget we beat the Ravens. You know, he had made like 200 some extra points in a row. We beat the Ravens. He missed that extra point. That's how we won that game. I didn't even know what year that was. But remember, we won at Baltimore. He never missed a damn extra point.
The last time he had missed an extra point was high school.
Yes.
Thanks so much for the call, Longshoreman. We appreciate it.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.